Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, Ron, the Pittsburgh Blue Jays were very short-lived. Yesterday, the state said, no thanks, not going to happen. I see John Heyman about a half hour ago. Blue Jays have the approval of the Orioles to use Camden Yards. They now need the state of Maryland to sign off on it. This is unbelievable. You have a nomadic team here on opening day that has nowhere to play. I wouldn't be surprised if Maryland said get lost too, would you?
You know what, Joe, that amazes me about all this, and I don't know if it was baseball that leaks this out or, you know, some over-exuberant, reporter that, you know, we see all the time anymore. It's not about getting things right. It's getting things first. How could they, like, throw out Pittsburgh as a city without clearing it first before they send it out? I don't get that. Do you? I mean, how can they say, yeah, we're going to Pittsburgh until they get approval from Pittsburgh? And I think they look like fools. Do you?
The Blue Jays?
The Blue Jays in baseball.
Yes.
More baseball than the Blue Jays for, you know, don't you get your ducks all in a row before you announce this stuff?
Yes, I would think with what's been going on in Canada, for example, you would a long time ago have said, listen, as you may know, there's a baseball team in your country called the Blue Jays. Is it going to be okay if they play at home? And gotten that out of the way instead of hours before the season, having Canada say no. And then suddenly there's no plan B. There was no plan B, Ron. It was almost like they called the Pirates and the Pirates said, oh, yeah, we'll do that. Again, total last second stuff. And then that was nixed because nobody bothered to ask the state first. And now it's Maryland and this news is out. They're going to wind up in Buffalo, Ron, which I actually like. They're going to be the Buffalo Blue Jays.
And it'd be great, you know, if you could actually go watch them, if, you know, Evie and Bink could go watch them play, but they can't go watch them play.
Not yet. But the problem in Buffalo, I think, is the locker rooms.
And the lighting.
Houses are too small. I don't know. You got to figure a way around that. And then the lighting. So play after
the lighting games. Apparently is the real big one.
Play after games. Play at noon, Ron. It's better than playing 60 road games, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but if they're in Buffalo, they're still on the road, though, right?
Well, yeah, but at least they get to settle into a place 2.5 hours from their home ballpark, you know? I mean,
yeah.
To me, that's different than being basically a barnstorming baseball team, and that's what they were talking about. I think it was Olney I was watching this morning who said, that could very well happen. I mean, there's not a whole hell of a lot of time here before the season starts. Last I checked, it starts in about 7 hours.
It just amazes me that they can plan on something without getting clearance for it before you plan it. It just, they really dropped the ball on this, I think.
Everybody did. But yes, starting with Major League Baseball, it's amazing. It really is. I mean, I'll give baseball credit, though, on this front, Ron, is that when the first weekend of testing happened, which was not that long ago, it couldn't have gone worse. I mean, you had teams shutting down their camps. At that point, I was above 50% for sure on whether we'd see a single baseball game. It just looked like with everything that had happened in baseball, and then the one thing they needed to get right, the testing, that got completely screwed up over July 4th weekend. I was saying, I don't think this is going to happen. Maybe 55% no. But baseball has gotten its act together in a lot of ways since then. I will say that. And I think Mike Trout is the canary in the coal mine. I know you love that phrase.
I love that. I love that.
He's the guy I've been looking at the whole time. And now he says, and I quote, everything's been going great. So I do give them credit on that front. But not having the number of playoff teams and having one of your teams not have a home on opening day, those are problematic issues.
Well, yeah, but the one is a little more different for me than the other. I mean, they were going to have the extra playoff round. And then when they couldn't agree, the player said, no, we're not going to do it. Now, apparently, they've started back. But how do you have a team not know where it's going to play? That to me is beyond comprehension. It really is. And then for them to say, we're going to play here without getting approval to play here is beyond me.
Would you go with me to Buffalo to cover the Buffalo Blue Jays, Ron, for a game?
We probably wouldn't. We wouldn't be allowed in, I don't think.
Really?
No.
Why?
There's only so many limits that you can get into PNC Park for the Pirates games. Why would we be given permission to go up there to cover them? I don't even know if we'd have been given permission to cover them if they'd have been in Pittsburgh.
I can pull some strings, Ron. I know some people in Buffalo. I'll get us into the ballpark to cover the Buffalo Blue Jays.
You know what? I would love to see the Yankees play, but I don't think that's going to happen, Joe. I don't know where they're going to end up. Maybe they're going to play on the road, like you said.
I think they will end up, actually, in Buffalo. At least they'll probably play about, 40 road games and have 20 afternoon games, at least near Toronto, where presumably a lot of them live, you would think. That would make the most sense to me at this point. Unless Maryland says yes, then it's easily solved, I guess. They just go to Baltimore and play. But I'm not so certain that the state of Maryland is going to say yes to this. That's the problem.
That's a real big problem.
Ron, we've been informed that the nickname for the Seattle hockey team, I still haven't seen it. I think they have a 3 p.m. Eastern news conference today. This Kraken, I thought it was Kraken. It's a mythological fish that's pronounced Kraken. So it could be the Seattle Kraken, which people seem to love for some, I don't know, some movie that I don't know about that maybe one of their owners was involved with or made. So the Seattle Kraken, the Seattle Sockeyes, which is a fish, the Seattle Emeralds. Which of those do you like?
You know, I like Kraken. Now that I think about it, I remember taking my kid somewhere. I don't know if it was to Cedar Point. Maybe there's a roller coaster called Kraken. And now that I think about it, I remember that. I like that a hell of a lot better than the Sockeyes, or whatever it is.
That's only if they're no good. No, I love the Seattle Sockeyes. I think that's a great name. But you raised the best point of all, and that will be easily morphed into an insult if they stink, which they very well could right from the start. So I might be with you. I'm all over the Seattle Kraken. It makes no sense to me, which is kind of why I like it. How about the Washington football team, Ron? This became a discussion for people in my family about a week ago, and we came up with a lot of good ones. Probably other people have too. But we settled on the Washington Metros, and I'll tell you why. For one, it includes all parts of their fan base in the metro area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Also, well, once the metro gets up and running, that's a very popular mode of transportation around town. And I think it sounds good. The Washington Metros. Other names thrown out there, the Washington Monuments, the Washington Presidents. Anything, Ron? You like any of these?
Who came up with this? Did Bink come up with this name?
No, this was, who was it? It was my niece, Layla. And they all live in that area, Baltimore, D.C. I forgot to say Baltimore before. They've all lived in that area for years and years. You like it, the Metros?
I'm okay with it. It beats what they used to have, that's for sure.
And it doesn't have to be, what's the word, Ron? Now I can't think of the word. What's the word where it starts with the same letter, for God's sakes? Like the Washington Wizards or the Washington something with a W. What's the word I'm trying to think of that's not
alliteration?
My brain?
Alliteration?
Yes. Yes, that's the word. It doesn't have to be alliterative, Ron. It could just be a name like the Washington Stallions. Would you like that? That's a good one, actually.
You know what? Any of those are fine for me. I'm not big on nicknames, but it just beats what they had, that's for sure.
I just thought of that, Ron, and I actually love it. The Washington Stallions. Should I email my friend Dan Snyder?
Absolutely. I'll bet he'd be eager to get back to you.
He's no friend of mine, I can tell you that. Do you think he's going to be the owner of that team moving forward?
Oh, man, it's going to be hard to get rid of him, I guess. We saw it with Sterling in the NBA. We saw it with Jerry Richardson, I guess. I don't know. You see, now Woody Johnson is in trouble with the Jets. Apparently he's used some racial slurs and demeaning to women, and he's being called out on that now. So, you know, it seems like a lot of these NFL owners, maybe their past is catching up to them a little bit.
Man, it sure does. Ron, did you prepare adequately for our time capsule? It's coming up. We're going to look at all of Major League Baseball. We're going to pick MVPs. We're going to pick Cy Youngs, division winners, playoff teams, biggest storylines. I've got some over-unders for you. Do you feel prepared?
No, but I'm never prepared for something like this. So I'm going to wing it like I always do, and hopefully Joe will lose the time capsule so I don't have to relive it at the end of the year, which isn't that far off now.
No, it's not. Horse, I'm still not understanding what happened to the hockey time capsule. I know we've lost some things over the years there because of unfortunate events at the station, but we lost things that just happened in September and October? Ron, is he on the phone again?
I don't know what he's doing.
What the? He's busy. Okay. do you believe this, Ron? He has one job to oversee the radio
show. He's giving you the what is it? The barfunk? What is it? The kerflunkle? What is it? What's the word?
The Belfont. He's pulling a Jared Diamond on me. He's giving me the Belfont snorkel.
It's called the Belfont snorkel, and yes, I am.
He's Horse is a man of many talents and many, many different jobs, right? He has to put stories up on the website, take phone calls, put out fires left and right. So,
and he does them all tremendously, right? Did we go a little overboard with him and the boss the other day? I think we did, didn't you? After I thought about it, I'm thinking, did he really deserve those kind of nice comments that we gave him?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I think we went a little bit overboard.
Talk about a stallion. We got a stallion on our hands in Horse. I can't believe, though, that we just did. That would be a great segment before the hockey playoffs to listen to all of our horrible predictions regarding hockey. Anyway, we're going to make some horrible predictions for baseball coming up at the top of the hour.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.